For a number of years, perhaps decades, a quiet number of artists from diverse genres around the globe have on occasion dined at the same musical table where the flavors of their respective traditions have wedded. Today, we call this musical intersection World Music Fusion. Not until the last handful of years have these marriages become a trend, where the hybrid of sounds or fusion of styles is as stirring as it is transformative. Among the successful collaborative fusion experiments is the one between Latin salsa and traditional Celtic music, as expressed in the sounds of the group Salsa Celtica, where the roots of their Celtic musical progressions travel routinely to West Africa and the island of Cuba. The mixing of world music styles is perhaps most evident with the current popular trend in which varied African artists find a pathway to a union with non-African musicians in both popular U.S. and Eurocentric classical music. Musical styles that traditionally use instruments like the sitar and tabla are now being incorporated into rock and roll. Reggae, Afropop, and flamenco have become new musical friends as well. And then there is Afro-Cuban music, which has reconnected with its distant roots in Africa, merging Afropop with Cuban son. Then there is the Australian windblown didgeridoo, which seems quite at home alongside Middle Eastern instruments like the oud and dumbek. And the Western guitar is loved as much away from its North American origins as it is at home. And Hungarian or Balkan music doesn't mind crossing the international street to say hello to the big band sounds of American jazz, R&B, and soul. And there are even groups that mix their Romanian roots music with a twist of Cuban charanga. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.